Hello, and welcome to another episode of Lectures of Fallen Wisdom. Today I'm going to talk about a very important breathing technique to reestablish breathing and end the apocalypse. They are completely tied together. As I've said in previous past, the apocalypse that you see in the outer world is nothing but an inner turmoil manifesting itself outside. So once you get control of the inner turmoil, the outside apocalypse should end. And the only way to get really a hold of your turmoil is to reestablish the proper breathing. Over the years and centuries of our evolvement, we have, and probably through conditioning of other sorts, we have fallen off the we've become the wrong kind of breathers. We've become exhale oriented breathers. And what that means is that we're pushing air out of us more than we're taking air in. And that is causing us to breathe very shallow breaths. If you think about the inhale as the only effort that you should expend breathing, and then the exhale being the effortless letting go, that is kind of how breathing should be taking place. The inhale, you should be like exerting actually a good amount of energy on the inhale, exerting no energy on the exhale. And if you can kind of keep that in mind, and just whenever the thought comes to you to inhale, 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 inhale. Most people are exhaling and then just pausing and kind of just living life that way. And they wonder why they're so frustrated and so mentally incapacitated, and that they don't feel like their mind is working. After years and years of doing that, your mind does get oxygen deprived brain damage. So here's what you need to do periodically. I would say 4 times a day. You breathe 4 sets of 5 breaths. The first 4 breaths are just normal breaths through your nose, full breaths, but nothing huge. The 5th breath is a long, deep, deep breath that you hold on for a second and then you let go. So you're just doing it 5 times. Can you handle this? Now, chances are your mind will wander and you won't be able to even get through 2 sets of this. But try to keep yourself focused on it. Whether when you're sitting in a line, you're just sitting in your car to light, just start the process. See if you can get to the end of the 4 sets of 5. So you're just taking in 4 normal breaths through your nose and out your nose, where you're taking effort on the inhale, but you're not pushing any of the air out. You're not expending any effort in the exhale. Now, sometimes what I like to do is do like a merman breathing thing where I am holding in the oxygen. I take a deep breath and then hold it and just like only let it out very slowly, which does exert some effort because you're kind of holding it back. And I do that sometimes just to play with myself. But I'm thinking that might be actually counterproductive. But whatever you need to do to play games with yourself to keep oxygen in your lungs, I advocate. So sometimes I like the merman breathing. Merman refers to the fact that we were aquatic apes, and therefore we learned to hold our breaths for very, very long periods of time. So theoretically, we can hold our breaths for days on end like a whale or a dolphin. So that's the idea. And like I think David Blaine has shown the ability to hold one's breath for a very long time. Evolutionarily, we have the capacity. We just haven't used it in probably 1 million years. But our lung capacity is much greater than what we are now, the kind of oxygen we're taking in, especially with all the pollution and everything like that. So you have to be really on top of your breathing. Otherwise, the apocalypse will start crashing down around you. And the first way to reestablish an harmonious world around you is the breathing. It centers around you. You are the center of the universe. You are the sun around which the universe rotates. So you must be a gleaming sun, and in order to be a gleaming sun, you must be oxygenated. So do these, just do it. Four sets, five breaths. Do it deliberately and make sure that as you're walking about the day when you're not doing it, that you are focusing on inhaling rather than exhaling, and that you're expending no energy on the exhale. And you are just using all your energy just for the inhale, to get a good inhale, to get an inhale that reaches the bottom of your lungs. And when you do inhale, it helps to expand the stomach rather than the chest, so that you know that the air is going down into the lower portion of the lung. The more oxygen you take in, the smarter you will be. The less water you will retain. The quicker will be your metabolism. The more sexual magnetism that will emanate from you. There will be every indicator of life will come from the breathing. And if to the extent that you're stressed, you know that that just limits the amount of oxygen you take in, which then makes you more stressed. That's why stress is always wrong. It's like anger doesn't help you win the combat. Anger helps you lose because it impedes your performance. Your performance is impeded when you're angry. Why? Because when you're angry, you're not breathing. You're not taking deep breaths. Because if you were, you'd stop being so goddamn angry. And that's essentially when you are at your peak, is when you're at your peak oxygen fill. So why wouldn't you want to keep taking in that fill? Drawing it in with a nice big inhale. And don't worry about the exhale. And make sure the exhale comes out of your nose to give it a little bit of resistance, so that there's kind of a of the oxygen into your lungs. It oxygenates your lungs even more. This is so important. This is kind of like the fundamental. And this is the only thing that you're really expected to do on this earth. The rest is just kind of cream. If you wanted to fuck off all day and watch TV, I mean, the goddess, she's not going to be too impressed with you. She's not going to give you too many breaks. She might even fuck with you a little. But she'll be happy that you're contributing to the cycle of this earth and to the cycle of the whole planet. Because the more you breathe, the more you ascend up the ray of creation, up to the point where, shit, you could end up being part of the sun if you breathe deeply enough. Some people have said that the sun is a planet, and on the planet are the people who are deep, deep breathers and deep thinkers. The enlightened, essentially, are the ones lighting up the sun, and you ascend to the sun as you are breathing more deeply, as you are achieving things that on a spiritual level make you rise. You need to be spiritually purifying yourself at every turn. And the best way to do it is first through the breathing. And that is the best way to get your anger away from you. Never do anything in anger when there is anger in your heart. Never take the action that you're wondering whether you should take or not, because it will always be the wrong thing, always. Now, there are split-seconds decisions that you won't be able to stop yourself from making, but if you have any kind of moment, if you have any kind of moment whatsoever, do not make the action. Do not make the action, because your decision-making power in the midst of anger is not intelligent. Why? Because there's no oxygen in the brain. You can hardly blame yourself. You are a fool if you don't stop yourself from doing something in the fit of anger, because then you have to sit back and try to justify that anger, and you can't. You're always a goofball. You always go overboard. You're always stupid as shit. when you're angry, when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're not a happy person, you are an insane person on a certain level. And you cannot trust yourself under those conditions, and you should not, because that's not you, and that's not the you that we're trying to create. That's not the you that was meant to be. The you that meant to be is the you in bliss, and the you in bliss makes very good decisions. It doesn't fly off the handle, okay? You might remember something that made you angry, but now you have a higher level of thinking going on because you're taking deep breaths and you have oxygen inside of you, and you can think of a solution to remedy the wrong for which you were rightly angry at. I mean, I'm not saying you can't get angry. You will. There's no avoiding it. But there is an avoidance of doing anything in the midst of your anger. It's just let it sit. Let it sit till it passes sufficiently that you don't feel it, that you're in a rage. So many things that people have done in a rage have just destroyed their lives. And it can easily destroy your day at the very least. So it's very important. There's like at the end of the first set of breaths that you do, your anger and everything else that was negative in your life will have just kind of floated away in your mind, and you will just feel the joy of being alive again. You wake yourself back up after the first set. After the second set you start to enter into the third eye realm, the fifth dimension, which is like the dimension of eternal bliss. After the third set, and most people never make it to the third set, they kind of just hover on the fleeting bliss of the second set, and they kind of go back to their shallow breathing and kind of forget till they remember again and try to start again. But it's very hard to get to the third set. It's almost impossible to get to the fourth set. Your attention span, it just doesn't get there. But be disciplined about it. Put yourself into the fourth. Do the four sets of five breaths. All of them. Now, in the third set, you start entering a real, real higher plane of bliss. And it becomes like something that you can understand how this is the normal way of being. This is who you are. This is the real person. Like all that person that was like just a few breaths before that weren't taking in any oxygen, that person is a hungry ghost. That person doesn't make good decisions. That person is so dissatisfied with their life that they just go around shoving things in their mouth, trying to get off, trying to jerk off, trying to get some kind of pleasure because they're miserable. And it's your own doing. It's your own oxygen intake. And it's, you know, it's so fucked up that therapists don't really just get their patients just to start taking deep, deep breaths, you know, as they're working through their problems. It solves like months and months of psychotherapy. But maybe that's the idea. Put them out of business. Whatever it is, you can breathe your problems away. But here you are in the third set of breaths. And the third set of breaths, as I said, is this real higher plane where you start to understand this is reality. This is the real reality, and it's awesome. Then you get into the fourth set. And in the fourth set, you start to gain God-like powers. You start to be able to read minds, to communicate mentally, and maybe if you just kept doing four sets of five breaths, if you just went on to another set, you know, I've never gotten that far, but I can't imagine other powers wouldn't come if you were just doing this 24/7. So that's my pack to you. I'm going to really start this starting now, because I didn't even think about it until I did this show. Why not? Why am I not just doing constantly these four sets? Just start up another one as soon as I'm done and see how high I can go. See if I can reach the sun. What it is that this earth, if there are enough light enlightened beings, this earth shines like a sun. It already shines like a sun to the primitive beings that exist, the primitive existences that exist on the moon. We are the sun to the moon. If the moon people look up at us, they see a sun. They don't see people. Just like when we look into the sun, we don't see that there are inhabitants of the sun. But the sun is just another planet. It has a, it's basically the same size as the earth, but the radiation that it generates from the people that live on it is so powerful that it looks like it dwarfs the earth. It's very interesting, the different perspectives. So you want to be shining. You want this earth to be shining, and you want to end the apocalypse, all these fires, the global warming. Listen, if you breathe hard enough, global warming will be solved tomorrow. If you breathe hard enough, all your wishes, all your yearnings, all the things that you wanted in life will be yours, because that's how you're rewarded on this plane. It's just doing the breathing. It's all they want from you, because then that creates harmony in you, and you become a harmonious part of this evolving universe that is evolving through you, or not through you, to harmony. Harmony is the name of the game. Harmony is the only way that we're going to stay alive. And any disharmony in your heart is killing you right now. It's poisoning you. And there's only one way to fix that. Deep breathing, clearing the mind of unnecessary chatter that involves anything but the present. Unless it's a beautiful, beautiful memory that you want to copy, paste the good sense of emotion from, which you shouldn't need to do when you're taking in so much oxygen. If you take in, there's a certain level of oxygen that you can take in where you start to feel like you're on a drug. That's where you want to be all times. And most people are just kind of looking for drugs to give them that feeling. You don't need the drugs. You don't. You just need the air, the oxygen. Now, how many people will listen to this and really try to do these breaths? Very few. And those will be the esoteric few that rise. They will be the esoteric few that will reach the heights. And then there'll be those that'll be like, yeah, you know, I really should breathe more. Never give it another thought. Take a few couple big breaths here and there. Maybe we'll make sure that they're doing the first set. Honestly, I haven't got past the third set. I'm just hearing from other people who have had my philosophy. By the way, I just started reading a book by Leonard Orr. Leonard O-R-R, Breaking the Death Habit, The Science of Everlasting Life. And this is some guru that gave lectures many, many years ago. I mean, not too long ago, in the 60s, 70s, about living forever. And he starts off with the breathing. I mean, that's the first part of the book. And that's what, you know, and he gives this technique. This technique comes from that book because it just reminded me, it's like, yes, there has to be some kind of, I was doing three sets of breaths and then like holding the third set, but I mean, the third breath. But I think the five breaths is really where it's at. You just take four normal and then one long, deep one, hold, and then let go. Do that four times and try to do it like anytime you see yourself getting in any kind of funk, do that first. Then think about any problem you're going to have. Don't ever think about any problem that you want to deal with without first doing the exercise. The exercise is the precondition to all thinking, to all decision making, to all life going forward, okay? If you're not oxygenated, you'll know it, because guess what? You won't be too happy. You'll be kind of annoyed. And that's the key, is right there. Is like, are you a little bit annoyed? Or do you fly off the handle easily? then guess what? You're not taking in enough oxygen, and you need to be doing these breaths. You need to be really being disciplined about this, because guess what? Who gets punished more for you being non-oxygenated more than you? No one. I mean, you might even think that you're laying punishment on people and you're doing more harm to them than they're doing to you. Nope. The universe gets its revenge. The universe does not like negativity at all. The universe will destroy negative people. And the only reason you're negative is because you're not taking in enough oxygen. And, of course, the sugar level in your blood is a major issue, and that contributes to you whether or not you take in enough oxygen. But you can overpower all of that, even your poor nutrition, with just being conscious and disciplined about breathing. It's so amazing how breathing can kind of remedy all this. You can get all the nutrients you really need, actually, from this whole earth, from air. I mean, have you heard of breatharians? They live on just air. They don't eat at all. It's possible. But they have, damn it, I'm sure they have to breathe fucking really deeply to get those nutrients. And so you think about that. Think about surviving on air. Air is your food, and you're just taking in a little. You're getting more oxygen from your food than you are from the air itself. Maybe that's why you eat so much. I mean, think about that. It also does suppress your hunger. It's the best diet plan out there. It's just deep breathing. If you deep breathe for an hour, that's like eating a steak, is what I hear. So if you do the 4 sets of 5 for an hour straight, and then see how hungry you are. You'll be hungry for something different than what you were in the beginning. Maybe your craving will have gone away and will make way for real hunger for something really nutritious. Again, your decision-making power and your evolutionary thinking is just going to be such higher level when you have more oxygen inside of you. Of course, I've beaten this dead horse on many other shows, but this technique is important, and I think that it should help you to end the apocalypse and enter into bliss and complete and total sorcery, time travel, supernatural powers. Trust me on this. This is Lectures of Fallen Wisdom.